FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Itigwini municipality says response teams will closely monitor the outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in the north of Durban.
Confirmed cases were reported at a school in Phoenix. 6 cases have been confirmed among grades 1, 2 and 3 pupils, all under the age of 10.
This week, health officials visited 9 affected schools in Phoenix, Greenwood Park and Umhlanga. A disease which lasts between 7 to 10 days affects infants and children, typically during the summer and autumn seasons. It spread through direct contact with infected people or objects. The children experience flu-like symptoms, including a fever, tiredness, sore throat and blisters a few days after exposure. The city's spokesperson, Gugusi Silana, has urged parents to seek medical attention when they spot the symptoms.
The municipality would like to reassure the public the situation is under control and emphasizes the importance of seeking medical attention when needed.
And South Africa's first black nuclear scientist is being laid to rest in Northern KZN today. Multi-award-winning physicist Senamile Masango died at the age of 37 after a short illness a week ago. Born in Kwanongoma, she was the first African woman to conduct experiments at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. Masango was also recognized as one of the 50 global inspirational women of 2020. The 37-year-old served on several bodies, including the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation and the Human Resource Development Council. The presidency, political parties and academics have hailed her as a pioneer and an inspiration to young women. Further afield, President Cyril Ramaphosa has arrived in Addis Ababa in Ethiopia to lead the South African delegation at the African Union Summit. He's accompanied by several ministers, including Durco Minister Ronald Lamola and Defence Minister Angie Motshekga. The 38th Ordinary Session of the Assembly of African Heads of State and Government is, among other things, expected to elect new members of the AU Peace and Security Council. Moving to the UK, Southport killer Axel Rodokubana's sentence will not be referred to the Court of Appeal. That's the assessment of the Attorney General, who's rejected calls for his jail term to lengthen to be reviewed. Sky's Amelia Harper reads Lord Hemmer's statement.
He says no one would want the families to be put through an unnecessary further court process where there is no realistic legal basis for an increased sentence.
The teenager was jailed for a minimum of 52 years after fatally stabbing 3 young girls last July. He was 9 days short of turning 18, meaning by law, he couldn't be sentenced to a whole life order. Your top story this hour, the Itigwini municipality says response teams will closely monitor the outbreak of hand, foot and mouth disease in the north of Durban. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.